Your speaker is Winfred Claiborne of Fayetteville, Tennessee.
Thank you very much. There are people in our world, notably those within the New Age movement, who believe they can read other people's minds. They think, or claim to think, they have access to most of the secrets in the universe, including what is in the minds of others. They sometimes prey on the unwary by learning about them and then pretending they have supernatural access to what others are thinking. The Apostle Paul asked the Corinthians, "What man knows the things of a man, save the spirit of the man which is in him?" The only way we can know what others are thinking is to have them tell us or to observe their actions. But observing their actions is not an infallible guide to what they are thinking. Sometimes our actions betray us as hypocrites. Paul asked the question I have just read to you to introduce a very important concept. What man knows the things of a man, save the spirit of the man which is in him? Even so, the things of God no man knows, but the Spirit of God. 1 Corinthians 2:11. What if the Holy Spirit had said, "Even so the things of God no man knows"? How hopeless man would be if that were the case. We would not be any better off than the Gentiles at Ephesus. Wherefore remember that you being in time past Gentiles in the flesh, who are called uncircumcision by that which is called the circumcision in the flesh made by hands, that at that time you were without Christ, being aliens from the commonwealth of Israel and strangers from the covenants of promise, having no hope and without God in the world. Ephesians 2:11-12. We could know of God's existence, since the heavens declare the glory of God, and the firmament shows His handiwork. Psalm 19:1. But we could not know what God expects of us. We could not have the comfort and hope He provides through His Son and our Savior. Please take note of what Paul told the Ephesians. "But now, in Christ Jesus, you who sometimes were afar off are made nigh by the blood of Christ. For He is our peace, who has made both one. And He came and preached peace to you who were afar off, the Gentiles, and to them who were near, the Jews. For through Him we both, Jews and Gentiles, have access by one Spirit unto the Father. Now therefore, you are no more strangers and foreigners, but fellow citizens with the saints and of the household of God." Ephesians 2:13-14, 17-19. The Holy Spirit guided Paul into writing, "Even so the things of God no man knows, but the Spirit of God." Finite human beings, especially charismatics and New Agers like John Edwards, may imagine that by searching their own minds and the universe, they can know what God has on His mind. There is one way and only one way we lowly human beings can know the mind of God, and that is to have Him open His mind and tell us what He is thinking. Fortunately, He has done that for us in the Bible. We cannot know all there is to know, only God can do that, but we can know what He wants us to know. Jesus assures us of that fact, "You shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free." John 8:32. Would you like to know what to believe about Jesus Christ? Read Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. These books were designed to prove to us that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of the living God. John 20:30-31. If you want to know how to translate your knowledge of the Son into actions that please God, read Acts of the Apostles. If you desire to live and to worship God acceptably, study the New Testament epistles. The epistles provide both positive and negative aspects of Christian living. If it is important to you to know the final destiny of the soul, read the book of Revelation. In short, the Bible provides all we need to know about God and about His will. The Holy Spirit reveals the things of God, yea, the deep things of God. 1 Corinthians 2:10-11. Thank you for listening, and may God richly bless you.